Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined in the studio by the one and only Mr. Danny Ward.
Thanks everyone, it's lovely to be here.
Welcome to this episode. This is a Mark and Danny exclusive special episode. Sometimes we have a guest, sometimes it's just Danny and I spitballing, shooting that breeze, and this is one of those episodes. And to because we're going to have quite a lot of these episodes on the podcast feed, I think we should name each episode individually. Okay, so for example, the last one with just us two was Edinburgh Aftermath. Right, it's got a bit catchy. That's making people click and listen, isn't it? So we got to think of a name for this episode.
Yeah.
So what you
and
thinking?
Actually, if I could be bothered, in post-production, I could like make the voice sound really
Yeah.
Exciting, echoey,
and robotic. And the audience would already know whether you've done that.
Yeah.
So what do we think about this episode? What should we call it?
Rebirth.
Wow, you knew straight away then.
Well,
Rebirth.
That's our new thing, isn't it? We've got the keyboard here. We've got the shelf. It's all happening.
Rebirth,
two cameras.
Also, rebirth act-wise, because now we're starting to think about the next Edinburgh show. So, yeah, rebirth. I like rebirth. Okay, that's it. Welcome to Mark to go rebirth with Mark and Mark and Danny rebirth.
Do Mark and Danny rebirth.
Welcome to the Jokes Podcast, Mark and Danny rebirth. There we go. If you get some effects
that's
on that,
sound great.
That is going to sound great. So, last week, we introduced a new regular feature, and we're going to kick off this episode with that regular feature. Welcome to Ward's Horde.
I can probably do that for every feature, like Ward's Horde, do it, add
different. Yeah, I like that. So, for those of you not familiar with Ward's Horde, I can't believe you didn't listen to the last episode, Robbie Morgan edition. So, basically, we've got a beautiful background shelf behind us. It's very tidy. Danny spent ages clearing it, and we've got a pile of Horde.
Detritus.
Yeah. So, at each episode, I, without Danny's knowledge, pick out two items. He has to then decide which of those items goes back on the shelf and which item goes in the bin. Last week, it was quite tense. This week, I don't think it's going to be as tense because I picked they're quite obscure.
Okay.
So, okay, you haven't seen these.
I haven't seen them.
I'm going to delve into the bag of truth and pull out the first item is this.
Uh-huh.
This is a can of Heinz baked beans. That's what it looks like,
yeah.
But I don't believe that is all it is.
No.
What is it, Danny?
That is it's a security measure where if you look at the bottom,
yeah,
you can remove the base.
Yeah.
And in there, you can hide money, jewelry, keys. Then you put it into the cupboard. And if you get burgled, thief does not know that it's not just a can of beans.
And you definitely do not want to announce that on
a
podcast.
That's a good point, really.
But what if they really like beans?
What if they were coming to your house just to steal your beans? I mean, that would be really a confluence of events that would be unfortunate.
I know you're very well prepared, as listeners will know, for Armageddon. So if Armageddon happened, just to be honest, mate, if Armageddon happened,
yes,
they broke in, they got past your crossbow,
yes,
and all your other gear,
yeah,
and they got to this,
yeah.
they're going to be so disappointed if they open that up and it's just some jewellery.
Well, this is it. With the cost of living crisis, the most valuable thing you could keep in a can of Heinz beans is Heinz beans.
Yeah. So, to evaluate the value of this,
yes,
there is nothing in it at the moment.
No.
So it is just having the
actual container itself.
Yes. And why is there nothing in it?
Because normally it sits next to the large baked bean tin.
Is that on there?
Yeah.
So that's also an important thing. You've already got a baked bean tin up there. And that is also a security.
Just to buy myself some time before I have to make a decision. Do you want a really good tip about baked beans?
I don't like baked beans. So go on, hit me.
That's right. Because when we go to the cafe and you have a fry up and you say, I don't want any beans, you know, can I swap it for something else? And they let you swap it for a sausage. And I famously said, they are either paying way too much for their beans or nowhere near enough for their sausage if beans equals sausage.
Each episode, Danny Ward hits us with some philosophy. And
they're not paying too much for their beans, are they?
You think they're paying not enough for their sausage?
I think they're not paying enough for their sausages.
Interesting. I once had a sausage in Germany. I tell you what, that was the worst sausage.
Oh, no.
The worst sausage. Yeah. Why do you say no?
No, quite good.
Are you having a go at me?
No.
I did do an accent with that one.
No.
Because sausage is worst.
Yeah. Das ist richtig.
I don't know what that means.
That says that is correct.
Ich habe einen Taschenrechner.
Ah, nine.
I have a nine.
That's no.
God, why would you say no?
I don't know, because I didn't know what you said.
Ich habe einen Taschenrechner. I have a calculator. Yeah. So that's what I remember from year 9.
Das ist verboten in die Examination.
Ich habe einen Winkelmesser.
Oh.
I have a protractor. That's all they got. Okay, so we've got the Heinz beans.
Can I tell you the beans?
Oh, sorry. Yes.
So the problem with baked beans is that when you open the can, what's happened to the beans? You probably don't know this because you don't drink beans.
Don't eat beans.
Sorry. Is it the bean juice? Yeah.
Yeah.
Goes to the bottom. So your top layer of beans haven't got as much wetness in them. So if you're only having half a can, you open it up and all the beans just go to the bottom. Yeah. Right. So do you know what you do?
Shake them?
No. You store them upside down, Mark. You store them upside down in the cupboard. So when you open it up, you've got that beautiful juice right at the top.
But then if you're only having half, do you not use all the juice up in your first go and then the second go?
No. Think about it. Because when you then turn it over,
it slowly
dissipates down.
Interesting. Top tip there. Well, Danny, you are... Well, the listeners are going to be well chuffed that they tuned in today. Do you want to see the next item?
Yep.
Before we do, how do you feel about that item?
I mean, there's almost little to no chance that's leaving the flat. But
I feel like this could be a TV show.
Well, we're recording. It is a TV show.
Technically. You know. Check it out over on YouTube.
Exclusive to YouTube.
The second item.
Yes. What is it?
Is a knitted number.
Oh, as if I'm getting rid of that.
Hang on. So it's a... I mean, I don't know what it is. What is it?
I can tell you exactly what that is.
Of course you can. You know what it is. You bought it.
Innocent fruit smoothies?
I do know Innocent.
You know that they come in like cartons or they come in small bottles?
Yeah.
Do you know at Christmas... They have lots of people knit little hats for the bottles, and then the money they raise from selling those bottles at Christmas goes to charity. So actually, be careful what you say there, because that's a charity.
But I would argue the money has already gone to charity.
I feel like it's inside out as well.
I don't know.
The bobble's fallen off, Mark.
So the item has already... The item has already gone to charity. The money's gone to charity already. So keeping this means nothing to the charity.
No. Would you be interested to know where it usually sits?
I would love to.
See that pack of pens over there?
Yeah.
It sits on the top of that pack of pens.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going too much longer. You have already got a big Heinz beans one. So what are you keeping?
It has to be the beans, Mark.
You're keeping the beans.
He's kept the beans.
So the beans.
I don't like this feature.
It's going onto the shelf next to the robot.
Yeah, but if you took the little hat and you put it inside the beans can, then no one would know it hadn't been thrown out and it wouldn't take up any space.
I feel like that might be ruining the feature. Okay, if you do that, I don't want anything to bin it.
Bin it.
It's in the bin. Officially. Great stuff. You seem really stressed out now. So we have had some more feedback from our beautiful audience from the episode a couple of weeks ago. First of all, this is a fun piece. So if you remember, we were talking about the iron on my head joke.
Yes.
And we were talking about whether or not, basically, an iron is too heavy. It's very difficult to get to stay on one's head. If you want to know what that joke is, I walk on stage with an iron on my head, don't mention it for ages, and then after a while I just go, do you ever get the feeling you left the iron on? I think that's a good joke, but I've never been able to try it because I couldn't find an iron to stay on my head long enough. So we've had a lovely email from one of the listeners, Simon Knightley. Would you like me to read the email?
I'd love you to.
Morning, Mark. It's a nice start.
Yeah.
I was listening to your podcast yesterday, even better, and you were talking about the iron joke. If you want one, I will make you one from hard foam and body filler. We would need to decide how you would keep it on your head. We would need to decide that. A strap under the chin or fixed to a cap. I am a maker, mainly in wood, but will turn my hand to try anything. You can see my work on my Instagram. We might as well give
plug
his Instagram
the Instagram, Mark, for the love of God.
At Simon Makes It. I quite like that.
It's like Jokes with Mark. Simon Makes It.
And my wife's work.
Well, okay.
She would help me too.
Oh, right. Okay.
At Dottie Bears. Right. I'd be happy to give this a go. Regards, Simon. Now, I haven't replied to Simon yet because I wanted to get your feedback before I replied to him.
I like the way that Simon said, good morning. So we know that is, and he said, I was listening to it yesterday. So he slept on it. He's listened to the podcast.
And that was very quick after we released the episode.
He slept on it and he thought, I'm going to make Mark an iron.
Yeah.
The thing is, here's where I'm at with chin strap versus planted on a cap. Chin strap, it obviously suggests that you know it's on because it's under your strapped under your under your chin.
Yes.
So that kind of ruins the artifice of it for me. And if you came on like that, I'd think he knows he's got that iron on his head.
No, but
whereas if you didn't, if it was just attached to a cap.
My argument would be I haven't had the iron on my head earlier.
Right.
And I've forgotten it's still on.
Right. I can see that you're erring towards a chin strap.
Well, the cap, I don't know, because how's that going to stay on?
Well, it's very lightweight, this foam. He's used the term heavy foam, though.
But
I think,
what sort of cap? Like a baseball cap?
No.
I'm thinking chin strap.
Chin strap it is, then.
But we need to get back to him.
Has he got a price in mind here?
Don't mention that, Danny. I thought
Is he offering for free? Just a plug on the show?
I'm happy. You know, he gets a plug, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know how much foam iron...
How much foam you'd need for an iron? Just think of the shape of an iron, and you're pretty much there.
Foam can't cost that much, can it? So it's just labour you're paying for, isn't it?
Well, with the cost of...
How long do you reckon that's going to take?
How long that going to take?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you've got to source the foam, and he's usually a woodwork guy, so he's got to go and get the foam, yeah?
Yeah.
Then next thing you need to do is to basically cut out the shape of the foam. Now, I don't think he's 3D printing. I don't think he's setting a lathe up to this. I think it's by hand.
Yeah, okay.
I can't. If I had a piece of foam in front of me and I had to shave it out into a shape of an iron, I'm thinking max an hour.
Right.
Then I'm thinking it either needs some sort of paint or lacquer on it.
Yeah. Well, he said that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be where the time is involved.
Yeah, because it's got to look like an iron.
Got to look like an iron.
Yeah.
Could you get... Okay.
I think we should ask him for feedback.
Okay. I'm thinking aloud here. Could you get an iron... open it up, take all the components out, like so the front of the iron itself, the hot bit, you could actually take an actual hot bit and stick that to the front of the foam iron.
I feel like that's going to be too weighted forward. I don't know. I think let's let him, shall we let him run with it?
I think we'll let him run with it.
Yeah, so I will reply to that. I mean, hopefully he'll be listening anyway. Or he might not. In fact, I haven't replied for a week. He might be like...
Yeah, it's a bit discourteous, that Mark.
Really? No, I wanted to wait and we hadn't recorded.
Say thank you. Say thanks. I've slept on it. And good morning.
I've slept on it six times.
And I'm in. I want you to make me an iron for free. Thanks.
Should I say that? No, I'm willing to stick my hand in my pocket for this. I think
two words for you, Mark, and I think you know what they are. One begins with a T, next one with a D.
The...
No. Remember, dead air's a crime, Mark. Remember?
One time?
He's staring you right in the face, mate. TD.
Laptop.
They'll be shouting this. People will be shouting this.
TD.
Laptop. No, that's not TD, mate. That'd be L.
No, no, I'm just trying to think what's staring at me in the face.
Oh, no, metaphorically staring you in the face.
Oh, right.
Although, to be fair, my laptop is also TD.
I'd argue no one else. What?
They're shouting it. They are shouting it. They're on YouTube, on the TikTok, across all platforms. They're shouting it. It's obvious.
Time.
It's obvious.
Time?
No, no, God, no.
This is like a really shit word, or
no? Well, I don't think you know how Wordle works.
Tomorrow's?
Nope. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Tax deductible.
Tax deductible.
Tax deductible.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, what's interesting with this is when you're paying for something.
Yeah.
How much do you trust the joke? And I really believe in this joke.
It'd be really funny if the first time you did it, you came on and no one laughed.
Yeah. And also, the trouble is, because I've had the photo, my promo photo, with an iron on my head for so long, I could do it for the first time and people could see it and be like, God, is this guy still doing this joke? So that's also an issue. But I'm up for it. I'm up for it. I will reply to him today to sort that out.
Say you're in. Ring him. Has he put a number in?
No. I'll do it in a minute. We've also had some more feedback about other jokes that we've spoke about on the podcast. Compulsory lectures joke. This is going back to one of the Edinburgh episodes.
Yeah.
Do you remember the joke?
Feels like a million years ago.
So this is the joke. When I was at university, I went to something really funny happened in a compulsory lecture. I won't tell you what. You had to be there. Right? Good joke. Solid. Your only issue do they call lectures compulsory? That was your issue, wasn't it?
It was.
And we've had some feedback from comedian Leslie Gold. RE, compulsory lectures. That's interesting. Religious education, compulsory lectures. RE. But you say RE, do you?
You say not RE, you don't say RE.
You actually say RE. That sounds weird, doesn't it? RE.
Yeah.
Compulsory lectures. I don't like
that. RE compulsory lectures, not RE compulsory lectures. Every day's a learning. Every day's a learning day, isn't it, Earmark?
Talk about RE.
I said every day's a learning day, and we're talking about lectures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every day's a school day, they used to say.
RE.
Yes.
I know the Bible backwards. It's Elbib.
That's a good one.
I like that because it's Elbib is funny. And I think I might have mentioned it on the podcast before. It sounds like Rowan Atkinson when he does that wibble.
Wibble.
It's got that sort of Elbib. Yep. Elbib. But the Bible backwards is et.
Ibble.
Ibble. Bibble. Hang on. The Bible backwards is
Elbib.
Elbib. So it would be het Elbib. But that doesn't really work. But I don't think anyone cares about that.
Nah.
There you go. Nice little joke about RE for you. In an office-based job, sometimes you get optional meetings, especially from HR. So compulsory meetings might work. So in my last job, something really funny happened in a compulsory meeting. I won't tell you what. You had to be there. I think that could be it. Because you do get compulsory meetings, don't you? And sometimes, what are you thinking? You're Googling something, don't you?
I'm Googling compulsory lectures, and I can't find anywhere where it says lectures are compulsory.
I think meeting might be the thing. Leslie might have hit the nail on the head there. Next up, next bit of feedback from the jokes mailing list. Mailbag. We need to work on this a bit. So this is from Doug Heimlich again. And so we're talking now about the paper bag trick that I was discussing.
Yeah, yeah.
Throwing something in a paper bag, invisible.
Yeah.
An invisible ball in a paper bag.
It's a shame you haven't got a paper bag because you could do that for the people watching on our videos.
Yeah.
No paper bag. We had McDonald's earlier. I've put it in the bin.
Anyway.
Should I fish it out of the bin or no?
No, okay. No, it's not worth it. Just Google Morecambe and Wise paper bag and you'll see the vibe. So you throw an invisible ball into the paper bag. You catch it in there. It looks like it's landed, right? I then said that my friends were like, oh, you need, that's old fashioned. You need to update it. So I did the same thing and went, that was an iPhone, which worked sometimes, didn't always work. And we think that might be because iPhone's a weird thing to throw up into the
air.
Not
the shape of a ball.
It's not the shape of a ball either. So we put it out to the listeners. What could you use instead?
Right.
So this is Doug's feedback. He said, Also, I think Tamagotchi is a funny punch or webcam. Webcam is sort of the right shape. Tamagotchi, I just feel like Tamagotchi is old-fashioned now because that was like the early noughties, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that's the issue with Tamagotchi, although it's the right shape.
I don't think we're any further here.
He's got more. Another idea could be, like, weirdly, this came up twice, Bitcoin. So, but then there's almost like two jokes going on.
That works great.
Because Bitcoin doesn't exist.
They make, that's it. So whose idea was that?
That was Doug and someone else. I've lost actually that one. But, oh no, here we go. And SB Sneakers. They both said Bitcoin. Isn't that weird? So
Bitcoin works, mate, because it actually makes it really clever.
Because technically it has no mass.
No.
So do it once with imaginary ball, then say it's too old-fashioned, then do updated and say Bitcoin. Or do we change the ball to a coin? Yeah, a pound coin. Yeah, is this a pound coin? Well, that wouldn't make that much dent, though, would it?
Well, I don't think you have to worry about that so much.
No?
But the trouble is you don't want to be saying pound coin and then Bitcoin.
No, a pound. Get a pound.
Get a pound.
Put it in the thing.
But that's too old-fashioned.
Pound sterling sounds old-fashioned as well. Pound, just a pound. Stick it in. But that's a bit old-fashioned, so I've updated it. That's a Bitcoin.
Bingo! Holy shit. Sorry, but that is absolutely...
I'll try that. No, I won't try that tonight. I can't do the paper bag thing at a regular gig.
I reckon you can.
I need to get a paper
Lucky
bag.
Lucky to have you, mate. That is it. Do you know what? I can't believe that's worked absolutely a treat. Is this what this show's always like? That's brilliant.
We can actually talk about you said you've got something you want to run past me.
We've got some other pieces as well.
What do you mean?
You were going to talk about the Patreon in this episode.
Yeah, I'm going to, but we're going to... If you let me... lead the way on this podcast, Danny.
Well, all it was Spurs Jam. I panicked.
You're getting a little bit
above
your station here, Danny. You need to just calm it down
a little bit.
What
it was is I panicked because...
getting all CM Punk on
whenever I start thinking about... that's inside baseball. That's inside baseball.
There we go. So do you not know the bit that you were going to run past us?
Well, I do. Okay, it's a small thing, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what being hoisted by your own petard means?
No.
Right. Yeah, so that's probably the end of that.
Yeah, but that's me, because quite often I don't know something, but people do.
Right, so I said I hoisted someone by their own petard the other day, right?
Yeah.
And I said, which I was quite surprised by, because I have little to no idea what a petard is. It's just that when I hoisted them by it, I just instinctively known that that's what I'd done. Okay.
You hoisted yourself?
No, I hoisted someone else by their own petard.
By their own petard?
Yes.
So they've got a petard.
Yes,
so you don't own a petard. No. They've got their own.
So I looked into it, and basically what it is a petard is actually like a bomb. It's a Shakespearean quote. And when you're hoisted by someone's their own petard, you can be hoisted by your own petard, or someone else can be hoisted by their own petard. You can't use someone else's petard to be hoisted from. This is the point, right? But petard is like a bomb, and hoisted means you've been thrown up in the air. So it means that you've been blown up by your own bomb, which means that you've stitched yourself up. That's what it means.
Well, you stitch yourself up afterwards.
Yeah, if it's been blown up by the bomb. Or,
yeah, that's the joke.
Yeah. All good. Try not to make jokes when I'm trying to explain a joke.
So what's the actual joke?
Well, this is it. Come on.
Yeah, we're chatting.
Yeah, what's your man on Twitter saying?
I'll give you So if you don't know what that means, it means to stitch yourself up, which actually you'd have to do after you've blown yourself up.
So, yeah.
I don't know if that's funny or not, but...
Point is, right, I say I stitch someone up by their own petard, and I say, oh, I know, people always say to me, Danny, you're too clever for your own good. Okay, maybe, but then again, if a bird flies into a window, you don't blame the window for being perfectly clean.
No.
The idea being is that I'm being too clever for my own good by using that line.
I'm so confused.
I told you to do the bit about the Patreon.
No, it's good. This is good to talk about. But I like it. But what's the window thing?
Well, exactly. It's being you're using a
so it's just an analogy.
Yeah. I just found it.
Well, you think people laugh at the analogy? You don't. Is that like a saying?
No, I've made the saying up.
Okay. Well, I quite like. Yeah,
it's
that's like
fucking
blaming.
Excellent saying. To be fair.
Let me go back to the original thing. Why is that like a bird?
Well, it isn't really. That's the point I'm saying. Right. Danny, you're too clever for your own good.
Right.
And I say, well, fair enough. But then you don't blame a bird. You don't blame a window.
So when you say, so what's that got to do with being too clever for your own good?
What, about the bird thing?
Yeah. Because that's almost a separate joke, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because I'm sort of being too clever.
Is that, so the bird thing, is that being too clever?
But it's a bit clever, isn't it? Not clever, it's a bit you're being too clever for your own
good.
Is it
not fun yet if you say you're too clever for your own good and then you say something that isn't clever? And what I say to them is, and then the sentence not really be very good English.
No, that is an option as well.
And like I say to them, a bird that flies into a window is like the equivalent of a, like it's not a dirty wind, it's like a, and just maybe just go convoluted. But I don't know where, but the thing with that is, I don't know if, I think they'll laugh as you go or just say something that's completely doesn't make any sense. But then it's almost like, have you got a laugh from earlier yet? But with the petard.
TBC on that. I did it once.
Yeah. Oh, you did it?
Well, I just sort of, when I was just halfway through the Edinburgh run, where I was just, you know, really bored.
Okay. And what happened?
Well, I mean, it was, you know, sort of almost like a throwaway bit when I was just sort of.
Yeah. And did it get a laugh? Oh, I can't remember.
You know, it was.
I've never heard that. So that's just, you just thought that's an interesting phrase. And
well, yeah, but what happened is I had hoisted someone by their own petard. That was the point, you see.
What did you do?
I can't go into it. It's
in another. Did you mention this story, or is it something that happened in the gig?
No, it's something just happened, and I just realised, haha, I've got you there, because something that
in the gig.
No, not in the gig. Outside of the gig.
Okay, cool.
And I hoisted someone by their own petard.
Right, got you.
Right.
Yeah.
Haha, and I realised, I've just hoisted them by their own petard there.
Yeah.
Despite not knowing what a petard was, that's my point.
So that's what made you think of the phrase, and then. But how did you get into it in the gig?
I think I just said I hoisted someone by their own petard earlier. So I'm in a really good mood.
Oh, okay.
That's why I started. I'm in a really good mood. I hoisted someone by their own petard earlier, which is surprising to me because I have little to no idea what a petard is. It's just that when I hoisted them by it, I just instinctively knew that I'd had.
Yeah, okay.
Is it too...
And then going saying, some people say I'm too clever.
A
lot of people don't know what that means.
People say I'm too clever for my own good.
Maybe if you say you had to Google it.
People say I'm too clever for my own good. But then again, if a bird flies into a window, you don't blame the window for being perfectly clean. Yeah. It doesn't really make any sense, but it's sort of,
but I feel like clever. Say something that isn't clever.
Right, okay.
I think that will initiate a laugh. So we've got to think of something for next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Your homework. I don't know why we started. Oh, that was the bit you wanted to run past. Okay, I've got I've just gone through my notes. Sometimes, so what I tend to do with joke writing is I spot wordplay in places, or I think of something and I write it down, and then once I've got a few, I sit down and I craft it. So I've got the early stages of an idea.
Right.
And I think I have had this idea before, because I saw or heard someone use the word hamper, like a hamper, and
a picnic hamper.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be funny if a hamper was in the way of something? So it's hampering.
Yeah, so the picnic hamper is in the way.
It's a hamper. But I mean, that's all I've got. Hamper. I put hamper in the, oh, you just read that, hamper in the way. So,
no, yeah.
Is that why is that, like, is, I couldn't...
You know, earlier we were talking about the shortest jokes that exist.
Oh, yeah.
And I said about, you know, the gym, one that's Jimmy a tribute Carr to Jimmy one. Carr.
Yeah, yeah, so...
Venison's deer, isn't it?
Yeah, and then I said to you, Well, I said to you, I've got a shorter, technically a shorter joke, but also you then said, well, technically, Jimmy Carr's joke can be even shorter just by saying venison deer.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he said, isn't it? Like he could actually make it shorter. Unless he does. I don't know. I can't remember that bit, but it's
well, I think, because do you know what it is? I think because you have to say some sort of, oh, isn't venison deer? Like, because you
no,
have,
I think you just go, venison's deer.
But then...
You could just start that sentence. You could. Like, you could literally go, stop your set and go, venison's deer.
But I think what it is in this, semantically, you would, if you were saying something's expensive, you'd often say, isn't it, wouldn't you? So it does get the point across.
But if your goal is to make
it absolutely the shortest joke, then I guess, yeah, venison's deer.
Yeah. Because my one, I haven't spoke about it before, it's a Star Wars one, yeah, which is Chewie's tough. It never gets a laugh, but it technically...
It's a two-word
is
joke.
A, is a two-word joke, yeah.
So maybe this is one of those examples of just a really short joke.
What are we talking about? Oh, hamper.
The picnic hamper's in the way.
No. I don't think you say picnic hamper. Could or you... something. Or a picnic hamper is something that's in the way of the picnic, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't...
Oh, it's raining.
It's raining. Picnic hamper. I don't know. Picnic hamper. I don't know, the rain.
Started raining. That's a picnic hamper.
But that doesn't make... That's okay, but it doesn't actually make sense both sides of the joke because the rain isn't a picnic hamper. Do you know what I mean? It's a picnic hamper. The rain
is hampering the picnic.
No, yeah, but it's not that. It's on the other side. It's like a picnic. You've got why are you bringing picnic hamper into this? Like you're not. It doesn't make sense. It's just it's to me like a groany because you haven't got it making sense on both sides of the joke. But I feel like there's definitely. Or I can do an impression of a picnic hamper or and then just...
Oh, I got one. Right,
what?
I do an impression of a picnic hamper. Yeah, you can't have barbecues on the grass.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, a picnic hamper.
Do you know what also I'm thinking here? There's a little bit in your set of one-liners. Why don't you do a section that where they're all really short jokes? They're as short as you can make them.
Yeah, you say that, but it's not actually that easy to write really short jokes.
No, it's fucking tough, mate.
But that's not that's an impression. That could be I've got a section of impressions, so that could go into that. But yeah, there's definitely something in. But I feel like that needs a bit of thinking about. But there's definitely.
This is my impression of a picnic hamper. Oh, it's raining. Can you do the sound of a thunderclap?
No. a picnic. But
nah,
yeah,
not gonna sell. Not gonna work.
I'll tell you what. What if you go the other way? Instead of saying an impression of a picnic hamper, you go, okay, here's an impression. You can't barbecue on that.
On the grass.
You can't barbecue on the grass. That was a picnic hamper. I don't know. Maybe it's something in that. Anyway, yeah, there we go. Nice little joke there. We need to. Okay. We've got some news actually, because we haven't actually announced the news to our regular listeners.
What's that news?
That we have officially decided to stop creating Patreon content.
Oh, I thought you could... Well, it's quite
that's
apt.
Definitely copyright, that one.
No, it's not good. It was out of copyright, mate.
Greensleeves.
It's well out of copyright. Hundreds of years out of copyright. You can't copyright Greensleeves, friend.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but I was thinking, which is what you do is, right? You say you're going to cancel the
We're going to cancel the... And then dun-dun-dun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So put the volume up. But switch off the demo. We're gonna.
So we're actually officially going to stop creating Patreon content. So we've already announced it to the patrons. In the last episode of the Patreon, it's just. There's too much going on.
A lot going on.
There's too much going on, and we want to concentrate on putting more out on the main podcast feed.
And up in the production values.
Up in the production values, which all takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
But we are keeping the Patreon open.
Yeah.
Because...
Sometimes people just want to give you money for nothing.
Well, sometimes people want to support...
Oh, yes, that.
...the podcast, yeah. And they're not giving money for nothing. Because look at all this we're doing here. Yeah. This is all for nothing.
We've been up since 8.
So we have... Oh, I've been up earlier. You were late. Which we would have known last week when we discussed that. So
it's all very confusing. So what we're saying?
So what we're saying is the Patreon is now open.
Right,
it's still open.
Yeah.
So there's hundreds of episodes for people to enjoy.
So you're basically plugging the Patreon at the same time as telling there's going to be no more paid. That's ballsy, Mark. No, I respect that.
Well, basically,
there's going to be no content. But if you want to just chip over a bit of cash,
I'm proud of the episodes. There's loads of really great episodes.
Yeah.
So and also you could just sign up.
Yeah.
You can blitz them all and then take the sign off. Is that what you say? Take the sign off? Or, you know, because basically we've had some feedback from the patrons.
How have they taken it?
Well.
Not good?
I'll let you decide.
Okay.
So, first of all.
Feeling a bit anxious.
Are you?
Should I be anxious or no?
So this is from Adrian Moore.
Oh, Adrian.
Poor Adrian. Here we go. Adrian said, he did a joke within this. You know when people inflate a balloon and then hold the end open and it makes a screeching noise? I'm reminded of that in this episode. So what do you? So I've deciphered that,
right.
And I think I've worked out what he means.
Yeah, I haven't.
He's let down.
Oh, right. Sorry, yeah, I got that bit.
You're letting the balloon down. He feels let down because we're stopping the patron. That's what I've...
Right, yeah, yeah.
Do you think that's... I felt bad about that. Yeah. He said, I'm happy to keep supporting the Patreon because I think the main podcast is so good.
Oh, God bless you, Adrian.
Keep enjoying a fancy coffee on me. So thank you, Adrian. We apologise for letting you down, but we are now still going to be providing you with some clips, some YouTube episodes.
Yep.
There's lots more going on. We've got a keyboard and we've got to pay for this keyboard. So that was from Adrian and Doug. Oh, this is nice. So Doug Heimlich is a regular.
Yeah.
He wrote his feelings down. So I'm just going to let you know what he said. He goes, if you want to do the keyboard, you might need to put the sound down to it.
Well, I can't. I can't do it.
That's good. Just, you could hold it.
Oh, pop it there, maybe. Well, I was going to accompany it with on the drawing.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. So he goes, I'll miss the exclusive content. Mark's checking account. Do you know about that? I gave my account details out to everyone. Uncomfortable questions about Joel's sex life. The broken hob. Line of duty analysis. TV recommendations. I just started Girls 5 Eva. Tremendous. Had jotted it down after Joel's recommendation. Danny's asking Alexa 3 things an episode.
We haven't done that in a while.
Mark's mum doing laundry. I don't even remember that. Oh, this is... I feel welling up.
Okay.
Thanks for all the jokes that helped me laugh my way through the pandemic. I'm getting watery eyed here.
He's actually gone.
I'll always wonder, what was joke number 361? Many, many thanks to you, Mark, and to Danny, and Joel, and all your guests. That was beautiful. If they did Emmys for podcasts, I feel like that moment...
God, it was just that he rattled off all the... Remember all those highs when I used to ask Alexa things back in the early days of me getting on board?
Which was only about a few months ago.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Remember
when you gave out your bank details?
So there we go. So that's updated you. That's what we're doing. That's how we're rolling. Have you got anything more you want to add, Danny? I'm really excited about the future with the podcast.
I mean, I have not scratched the surface.
We're going to be of what?
Of the list of things I thought we were going to do today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got that for next
time. For next time?
Yeah, next time.
Okay.
And we're going to be going on tour. So when we're on tour, I think we'll be releasing a lot more episodes. Because I think the idea is after each tour show, we do a little debrief about how everything went and how the day's going and what we've been doing on tour. So we'll be doing that as well. So there's lots of stuff happening. And if you want to know...
Tour? What's this tour you're talking of?
And also, what's this tour you're talking of?
Oh, tour talk.
Tour talk.
Talking.
That's what we were talking. Talking.
It only works written down, but I can stick a graphic on the screen.
Yeah, talking tour. Tour talking.
Talking.
Talking. Just call it Talking.
Talking.
Who's the Talking?
Hey, I tell you what, it'd be cool if you had a crown.
Talking. Yeah, wear a crown. Yeah. Let's do that. How are we going to get a keyboard on tour? So if you want to come to the tour, and then you'll be able to hear all about that particular tour date on the podcast. You can check it out. I'm coming to Barton on Humber, Leeds, Chorley, Bristol, Banbury, Brighton, Norwich, Brighton again, Oxford, Burnham on Sea, Bridport, Sale, Maidstone, Cambridge, Birmingham, Guildford, London, Derby, Leicester, Carlisle, Liverpool, Dublin, Cardiff, and Chelmsford. Tickets available at marksimmons.co.uk. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. Please keep sending your feedback in, because we're going to keep rolling with it. We're going to keep talking about it. And also, so that's at Jokes with Mark across all social media, or if you go to my website, you can email me via my website. Also, if you're enjoying the podcast, if you're new to the podcast, we would absolutely love it, because this feels like this is a rebirth. Because this is a rebirth, we're going to start pushing on the podcast charts and all that stuff. And so if you could leave feedback, a five-star review at Apple Podcasts, you can give a five-star review on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. We would really appreciate that.
Yeah, we want follows, we want reviews on a march to a million.
Here we go. So, Danny, anything more from you?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. Hashtag Awooga, everybody. This has been a Mark and Danny Jokes with Mark production. Big thanks to the full production team consisting of Mark and Danny, executive producer Mark Simmons, assistant executive producer Danny Ward. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hashtag Awooga to you, to your parents, to your children, and to your friends.
See you
later, everybody.
Assistant executive producer is a bit like being half pregnant. But anyway, good night.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.